Your Majesties, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. My name is Tania Cross, and together with Professor Ineke Sluiter, we have the great honor of welcoming you to the Royal Palace for this evening's symposium, Music and Mind, Music as Medicine. Professor Sluiter and I are both part of the Palace Committee. The committee has the ambition to bring cultural and scientific dialogue to this historic space to enrich our understanding of the world around us. As an opera singer who has experienced hearing loss, I stand before you with a deep personal awareness of music's extraordinary power. Music is not merely something we hear, it is something we feel. Something that resonates to our entire being. It has the capacity to heal, to transform, and to connect us in ways that transcend the limitations of our physical senses. Tonight, we come together at a moment when our world desperately needs healing. In times of division, uncertainty, and challenge, music offers us a profound tool, a medicine for the mind, the heart, and the soul. Throughout history, when everything seems broken in the world, it is to culture, and especially to music and to us musicians, that people turn for healing. The science behind this ancient intuition is now revealing what artists and healers have known for centuries, that music can quite literally change our brains, our bodies, and our well-being. We are extraordinarily fortunate this evening to hear from three remarkable speakers who will illuminate different facets of this fascinating relationship between music and the human experience. Professor Henk-Jan Honing from the University of Amsterdam is one of the world's leading researchers in music cognition. His groundbreaking work explores the biological and cognitive foundations of musicality itself, asking the fundamental question, what makes us musical beings? Dr. Daniel Levitin brings us insights from a unique dual perspective, as both a neuroscientist and a musician. Author of the international bestseller, This is Your Brain on Music. And most recently, I heard there was a secret chord. Music as medicine. Dr. Levitin has spent decades revealing that the neurochemistry of music and its therapeutical potential. And Dame Evelyn Glennie, the world's first full-time solo percussionist, demonstrates daily that hearing is only one way of experiencing music. Profoundly deaf since childhood, Dame Evelyn has revolutionized our understanding of listening itself, showing us that music is vibration, resonance, and feeling. Each of these extraordinary individuals will share their unique perspective on how music serves as medicine. Following their presentations, you will have the opportunity to engage with them directly, to ask questions, and to deepen this conversation. As we sit here tonight in this beautiful room, in this historic palace, surrounded by scientists, musicians, physicians, and patients, let us open ourselves to the profound possibilities that music offers. Let us listen, not only with our ears, but with our hearts, our minds, and our entire beings. I would like to express our deepest gratitude to His Majesty the King for recognizing the importance of this conversation and for making it possible for us to experience this extraordinary event today. Let us begin this remarkable evening together. Thank you.